Yeah. Yeah. Okay, the children may go to right, the children. Namola, Listen the Dharma or be a good motivation or we have to attend fully enlightenment, the enlightenment which is the unexcellent or perfect and complete enlightenment because in order to benefit our dear mother sentient beings. For this, that purpose, it's very interesting to you to listen to the Dharma, and I also will try to teach you a little Dharma, whether I don't understand very well about these very deep, profound, extensive, and vast Dharma teachings of the Shakyamuni Buddha. The Shakyamuni Buddha, Tambo Chanju Jodo Tukje, Padu Jewa Chamesun Sosa, Tarangambosa Vasanje, Shakyamuni Buddha, at the beginning, at the first, he has generated the Bodhicitta, a very precious mind, the altruistic intentions. After that, he has ascetic practice, has very practiced very hard to develop or be strength his bodhicitta, and also those real practice for the benefits of those his dear mother sentient beings. Maybe, perhaps, we are his dear mother sentient beings for benefit for us. He practiced very hard. After that, he gained such a wonderful, supreme, unexcellent, and perfect enlightenment. That's advice for us. We also need the very good, right, excellence or Buddhahood or the full enlightenment. So through the biography of the Shakyamuni Buddha, we also have to generate the bodhicitta, mind for enlightenment. We also have to practice the Dharma. Whether we can practice very hard or not, however, we have to practice. Because we have to attain the full enlightenment for the purpose of self and for the purpose of others also. That's, I just don't guess what I said, because those high lamas and their masters, they advise again and again for us. And also, whether I can talk your very sweet, elegant, nice speech or not, but the biography of the great scholar, Master Atisha, is a very excellent, very nice. And also, if you observe on or analyze on the biography of Master Atisha, at the beginning he was born in the kingdom, and after he abandoned those kingdoms to learn the Buddha Dharma, he met the spiritual master, or like the great master, Master Selimpa, and Chintipa, and all the masters, Master Dharma, Rakshita. After that, he practiced very hard upon those practices. In brief, practice of the sutra and the practice of the tantra, he has done very well. And after that, he became a very qualified master. And then from his compassion heart, he benefits those sentient beings in Tibet. And Tibet, there are many his disciples who gather from the different regions. For example, he's one of his favorite students or the favorite disciple, Jawajam Thumpa. Sometimes his name called the Upasika. He came from the eastern part of Tibet to the central part of Tibet to see such a wonderful master Master Atisha. So whether I'm a good master or not, you are coming from the different place. Some of you are coming from very far distance. Some of you are coming from very short distance. But however, you spend your time to practice the Dharma. As I mentioned last week, you came here to subdue your mind, to train your mind, to train your physical. You're a very intelligent person to train your physical in this place, whether it's good or not. Otherwise, there are some places which call the fitness center. You can train there also for your physical body. If you want to make a shape, good shape your physical body. And also some physical trainer, they enjoy to jogging on the beach and in the very nice park. They run here and there for the purpose of train their physical body. So maybe after 1 month or 2 months, they maybe change their physical body. They can digest more and more foods and drinks. That's the other way how to train your body. And here, when we do listen to the Dharma and practice the Dharma, this is the other physical training, how to make our body to be a serviceable body, how to make our mind to be a serviceable our mind. As I mentioned before, some of you, last time you were here, and then this time you are here to listen to the Dharma. And I told before that we have to learn again and again. Therefore, the great scholar Master Lama Tsongkhapa said that when you have thinking about the bodhicitta, you have thinking from the different ways of do, from the different reason, you have to think it to understand very clear, and also be think again and again to remain in your mind very firm. Last time I just keep the, as I just copy from those masters. Those masters give us example to understand the meaning, which is very hard. True, they give sometimes the stories. They are very concerned about us. Like Shakyamuni Buddha, great scholar Master Atisha, great scholar Tsongkhapa, they're concerned about us. or they give us the example to understand, and sometimes they tell us the past biography or the past story to interest or inspire our mind. Last time I gave the short the story of an elephant in the jungle. An elephant in the jungle. Once he was caught by the person. If you have watched the Discovery Channel, you have seen much more than me the different types of the animals, like an elephant, the tiger, deer, rabbit. There are many different animals in the forest jungles too, and sometimes we love the animal and we call it, it's my pet. I love him very much. It's my Percy, or the cat, or the dogs, and other animal like squirrel. Some people they love the animal, they carry the animal, they cherish the animal, right? So that's that we can. However, that's the one, an elephant, a big, huge elephant. He ran again in the jungle, because he smells. He runs. He cannot stop his run because he smells the other elephants, the female elephants. Then he cannot. That big, huge elephant. Cannot control his mind. Cannot control his mind because pulling. He was pulling by the attachment of the other female and an elephant. So sometimes in our samsaric time or in the cyclic existence, and that elephant is the one example of us. So, however, that elephant cannot be subdued his mind at a very short moment, short time. However, slowly and slowly, if he train and learn to subdue mind, then he can. Therefore, you have listened many times, the Shantideva said that even an insect, if he practice the Dharma, listen to the Dharma, if he met the master, even insect can be attained fully enlightenment. Sure, so we don't need to worry, okay? we don't need to be worried. Oh yeah. So that's the one biography gives the examples. And also last time I mentioned that the Kodamba Geshe Chenyapa, when he practiced the Dharma, he always thinking about how his life is. His life is the precious, his independence, and his life is favorable conditions. You have listened many times, you have met the Dharma, you have met the spiritual master, we have met the Dharma texts and friends to develop our Dharma practice. And it's very interesting to think how we have to train our mind, how we have to train our physical body through the practice of Dharma, and also I should not forget that we have to generate the bodhicitta through the practice of the seven the causes and effects, which are the instructions to generate the bodhicitta. As I gave a very wonderful example last time, I remember that too. I remember the organic butter, which comes from the milk, which comes from the cow, and the cow comes from perhaps the cow's mother. And on the grass, on the green land, they enjoy to eat the grass. And there also might be a tree. And the tree also, if we thinking about these, the external interdependence links, it depends on all the lives. Tree itself depends, the fruit itself depends on the branch, the tree depends on its seed, like that. So bodhicitta, however, not comes very automatically, not comes from non-causes, it comes from causes and conditions, right? Therefore, those master prays again and again to the compassion and to the loving kindness. You remember that the Acharya Dharmakirti prays to the Dharmakirti is the name of Lama Tsarinpa, right? So the Acharya Chandrakirti, true. Acharya Chandrakirti prays to the compassion. He prays that the compassion is the good at the beginning, the great compassion is the good in the middle, the great compassion is the good at the end. So at the beginning, without the compassion, we cannot generate the bodhicitta. So compassion, the great compassion, is good at the beginning. At the middle, the great compassion is the good, and it's also very important. At the middle, with lacking of someone who lost the compassion to the others, and then it arises the self-cherishing, and then the person don't care for the others. So then he or she might be lost, will be lost the basic foundation of the bodhicitta. So therefore, the great compassion is the good at the middle. And even those highest enlightened beings like the Shakyamuni Buddha, and then our great masters, and then without their compassion, they cannot teach the Dharma to us. Without compassion, they cannot teach the Dharma to us. They will not teach the Dharma to us. They will just sitting on the very wonderful cushions, meditation cushions, maybe cotton cushions or maybe other rubber cushions, very wonderful cushions, and then sitting on the meditation after year, even after years, like the Sarvaka Buddha too. So the compassion is very goodness for the for the end. When we attain the enlightenment, therefore at the beginning, Shakyamuni Buddha generated the bodhicitta mind. And also the loving kindness. So those loving kindness and compassion also need the other favorable conditions. What we call the, as we recited this morning, the Ganden Hakema, the seven limbs of practice, or the seven branches of practice. We already visualize, you already have done very well meditation and then reciting this morning and then every morning. And then if you really want to practice, then it's very interesting to practice in your house, setting those bowls, crystal bowls, or the whatever you have, the other bowls, metal bowls, and then offering to those holy objects to quick generate the mind of enlightenment or the bodhicitta. And also you can do the, first you can do the prostrations, and then after you will do the offering, and then do the practice of the confessions, or and rejoice whatever you have done in the past, whatever you have done, good actions in the past. True. If we have done the bad actions, then we should not be rejoiced them. Then we have to forget. And if we have done the bad actions, then we have to confess them. We have to regret upon whatever we have done, the bad actions in the past. And well, whatever we have done, the good actions, we can rejoice them and supplicate to remain long live those great masters may long live, and the Dharma also remain very long life. Sometimes my English is not good, and the order, the proper order also is not good, setting very well. Please, you try to understand what I have said. Try to understand, and some of them are the not in the proper order, then you may keep on the order, or first this and second this, and then thought that you may setting a order. Okay, I'm not a very good chef here. I'm not a very good cook. If the good cook, they can proper very well to whatever you want to eat, and then they will keep some orange juice, mango juice, apple juice. After that, they will setting some salad, very nice salad, the green salad, and then the red salad, whatever salad, colorful. They were setting their salads, and then after, if the people like the Chinese food, they were setting the Chinese food. If some people like the pizza, and then they were setting the pizza for them, and then some people they like the I don't know, the hamburger, or or other soup, they were setting there, and at the end they were setting the delicious ice cream and the apple pie, pancake, like that. They were setting like that to enjoy or be wonderful, complete the lunch or the dinner too. So I cannot offer like that to you. Okay, so you will set in, and then whatever you will interest upon, you will pick up them. Okay. So last time on the just better to see on the Dharma chance. So these are the seven limbs of practice of Dharma in order to generate the bodhicitta, and those are also, I hope, that it's benefit for us, because when the great scholar, Master Dharmakirti, or the Tsering-pa, who lives in the Indonesia, is a great master of the Lama Atisha, Guru Atisha. When Guru Tsering-pa advised and gave the instructions to the Master Atisha, he gave the instructions like that, seven limb practice, and then try to generate the loving kindness and the great compassion, or the Mahakaruna. Mahakaruna is the name of the great compassion, and great compassion also the same name in Tibetan. We say Nyingche Shenpo. Even these names are also very nice. Loving kindness, the great loving kindness, Chambo Shenpo. And then in India, when the Sanskrit used there, they call the Mahamaitreya, and those are the very nice name, even to hurt those names. So how wonderful if we can practice those and generate those minds. So here So here the great scholar Tsongkhapa has written that the how the Master Atisha benefits those sentient beings. He benefits sentient beings in India, and he benefits those he had he had benefited those sentient beings in Tibet. When Guru Atisha was in the Mahabodhi temple in India, he defeated those defeated who are defeat open, who argue and who debate on the Buddhist tenets. He defeated them. They lost the competition of the debate. And also the Guru Atishas clarified the Dharma. Whatever there are the wrong conceptions, he clarified them. Whatever doubt, he clarified those doubts. And then he re-established the Dharma in Tibet. He flourished the Dharma in India. Okay, not in Tibet. First in India, and then after in Tibet, right? He flourished the Dharma in India, and he, the great scholar Atisha, became a crown, scholar crown in India, the top of the scholar. It means the Nasolozawa, the translator Naso, also said that this is the example. Is the example of the lion. When the lion is the roaring, all the animals are cool down, scared. Like that, when the Guru Atisha teach the Dharma, preach the Dharma, and all the scholars respect him, and all the debaters, they also cannot debate him. So this is the one example, right? This is the one example of the lion. The Guru Atisha is the great lion. L-I-O-N, okay, lion. And then the snow lion, or the maybe the other line, sure. And then he also has done the benefits in the Dikamala Shila monastery, and then also benefited in one place called the Otentapuri. This one monastery. He benefited those two monasteries. One monastery called Otentapuri, and then other monastery called the Dikamala Shila. And Dikamala Shila, you have heard before, there are two monasteries, right? The monastery of the Nalanda, the monastery of the Dikamala Shila. Dikamala Shila is the dead monastery. And also he knows those the behavior, the vows of those discipliners, bhikshus and bhikshunis. And he and then it says that he don't have a pride that he knows them. So we also should be practiced like that. So sometimes at the beginning we don't know the Dharma. In the middle, we know the Dharma, and then at that time we have to careful to calm down our pride among others. So the pride will become when we understand, when we may thought that, oh, I'm the best among them. Pride will become when we understand the more Dharma. So. And also he benefited those sanghas in the temples and monastery. Magadhi yujin nishi malu tamje je tembe kone shibo yin kunji tsugi kunji tsugi no bu ju chene debo chuge ji kunji chila shuba de tamje je ni yun yang lin she chung wa taros. And then after, so however, the Master Tsongkhapa tells the biography of the Guru Atisha, very essential point, not in the detail. So here he concluded the brief important biography of the Guru Atisha, what he has done in the India. And after that, when it tells the biography of the Guru Atisha, then it says that the Halama Kuyankis, there are two translators at that time when the Guru Atisha was alive, the two translators called the one translator called the translator Natsurozawa, who invited the Guru Atisha from India to Tibet through the border of the Nepal. And the other translator called the Gyatso Sentye also helps to the translator Natsu to invite the Guru Atisha to benefit those Tibetans. And then biography, it happened like that. In Tibet, the Dharma was very generated. At the beginning, once time when Dharma generated time, the Pema Sambhava and the Kama Kamalashila, they have done very well to re-establish the Dharma in Tibet. And also there was one king called the King Tisongdyu Sens. And after once time in Tibet, the Dharma, then again after many years, the Dharma degenerated. And at that time, there are two royal kings who are the cousins, Lama Changchubu and then Yishibu. They are cousins. And then and then the great scholar Tsongkhapa said that the Changchubu, the King Changchubu, has done a very hard practice and very skillful method to invite the Guru Atisha. He sent the Natsu Lhotsawa, translator Lhotsawa, to Tibet in order to invite the Guru Atisha. And after that, he can invite the Guru Atisha. And when Atisha was in Tibet, the Tibetan king Changchubu requested to the great master Atisha, "Dear Atisha, I respected you very much. I chose to benefit those Tibetans. I would like to request to write the Dharma." To subdue the mind of the Tibetans, to understand more about the knowledge of the karma. However, please compose the Dharma which can benefit us to those Tibetans, which can help to them very much. And Guru Atisha found very much, he loved very much when he heard that to benefit those Tibetans, to benefit all the sentient beings. And therefore, at the top, most of the top part of the path to enlightenment, very, very important, and the root text of the commentary of the Lamrim Ju. This is one commentary of the Lamrim text by the Lama Tsongkhapa. And then the root one is what we call the lamp for the path to enlightenment, which was written by the Guru Atisha as the request of the Tibetan royal king Changchubu. And then he said that, "Oh, Changchubu, you are the very wise student." So he called, Guru Atisha called to the Changchubu, "You are the very wise student. You are the very wise disciple. You are the very kindful disciple." Because he was very skillful to request to teach the Dharma for benefit those and sentient beings. Here also the Guru Tsongkhapa said that, and then he composed the lamp for the path to enlightenment, and benefits those sentient beings in Tibet. And it's very nice, and how wonderful it's still that spring water is still continue to. That is our source of happiness. That is our source of to eliminate our suffering too. That's our great medicines. And then the Guru Atisha lived in Tibet. He lived in the Tibet while the Changchubu was there. He lived there in 3 years, and he lives other part of Tibet around the 5 years. And mainly mainly most of the Guru Atisha, he lived in one place called the Nyatang. That's the one name of the place. It says that during these 17 years, the Guru Atisha has benefited those who are the fortunate students, who are the fortunate sentient beings, right? That's true, yes. Who are not fortunate, they didn't see the Guru Atisha. He was in Tibet. So those fortunate disciples, he benefited them, and also through them, he benefited the other Tibetans. He teach the sutra, and then also he teach the tantra in Tibet, and whatever the dharma which are the degenerated, he reestablished them. Whatever there exists, the Dharma, he developed them, and whatever there are negative thoughts, wrong view, he clarified them very well. Through this, he lights the lamp of the Dharma in Tibet. Once again, after the Qinglong Dharma has destroyed the Dharma. And then here it says again, Ji Kung Yu Chu Di, Denba Mata La Pendin Shi Wa So Da Pema Sambawa. At the time, once time when the early time, when the Dharma was shined in, regenerated in Tibet, the Master Pema Sambawa, and then the Shi Wa So Kamalashila has arrived there, and then re-established very well, flourished very well the Dharma. At that time, there are wrong or the mistaken understanding about the emptiness. Here, they clarify then, and after that, Kamalashila, after Kamalashila, Pemasambhava and Chandrakshita, after that, who is a very kindful person who re-established the Dharma after the great Guru Atisha. It says that after that, at the beginning, they don't understand very well about emptiness too. They're the Pemasambhava and then the Kamalashila. You have listened the text from the Kamalashila here again, how to meditate at the beginning, how to meditate in the middle, and so on, which is the right way to meditate. These advices by the Kamalashila. So after that, the Guru Atisha came in Tibet, and then he also clarified, and then he developed the behavior of those sanghas, and then he teach them how to be a good discipline, how to be a gain the insights, and so on. So the Guru Tsongkhapa said that the Guru Atisha is a very, very kindful person in Tibet, and also for the Dharma, who flourished the Dharma in Tibet and then in the world. After that, someone who composed the Dharma, someone who write the Dharma, they need some few conditions to compose the Dharma. So those are the great scholars. Tsongkhapa said that understanding about the general knowledge like grammar and the sutra, tantra, sutra, and so on. Here, scholar open the general knowledge, reasoning knowledge, and so on. And then someone who has received the Dharma instructions from lineage up to the lineage, from the Shakyamuni to the root guru, the guru Atisha has received those instructions from lineage up to lineage, and has seen the dream and then seen those deities. He has also received the blessings from the deities and then seen those deities. And here Guru Tsongkhapa said that Padam Gyebe Loje, this is the Hei Vajra, and then Tamzi Gwebe Gyebo, and also the was one is the what we call the Tara, and then the Avalokiteshvara, they bless the Guru Atisha. Guru Atisha has seen them. So he is a very qualified master to compose the Dharma, to teach the Dharma. And who are his gurus? Here it says, the Naksa says that the Guru Shantipa, Guru Selimpa, or the Dharma Kirti, Bhadrabuddhi, Janashiri, those are the master of the master Guru Atisha. So however, he is a very qualified master to compose the Dharma. And then also he has many other gurus, and among them there are 12 gurus who has attained the enlightenment. So through this way Guru Tsongkhapa said that the Master Atisha is a very qualified master who can compose the Dharma, who should compose the Dharma. And he also, Master Atisha also has many students in the India, in the Kashmir, in the Tibet. And in Tibet, there are, may I mention a few names of those the students of the Guru Atisha. It said that the in India, Dhamma Akaramati, Uma Senke, and then Sai Ningpo, these are the students of the Guru Atisha. And in Tibet, it says the Lhotsawa Rinchen Sangpo, and Naso Lhotsawa, Halama Changchuwe, and from the Tsang region, it says the Tsangni Kharkewa, Kuilukwa, and Chapa Tijo, and so on. And from the eastern part of Tibet, Kham, we call the Kham too. There are Kham, Amdo, Chamdo. These are the Kham region of Tibet, Dalyab. So from the Kham region, and Nanjoba Chenpo, Gombapa, Sherab Doji, Chakdar Tumba. And from central Tibet, it says the Kungo Dromsum, Kudin Sindhu Yungjung, Molo Lepe Sherab, and Domdun Gebe Jungne. So these are the name of the very good disciples of the Guru Atisha, very nice disciple of the Guru Atisha. So among them, who is the best students, who are respected very much to the Guru Atisha, who never want to separate from the Guru Atisha, who is among them? So among them, the Javadram Tempa, Upasika, perhaps the His Holiness the Dalai Lama is the reincarnation of the Javadram Tempa. So Javadram Tempa is the best students among them, the best students among those students. The students cannot compare to the Drum Tempa. Drum Tempa never want to separate even a second from his guru, Guru Atisha. So I'm not like that student. you should, I pray you should be students like that. Okay, I pray to you, you should be students like the Dhammadhampa. You should be, find a, such a guru like the Guru Atisha. So today I want to again importance notice from my speech what I call the we come again and again, we met the spiritual master again and again, we read the Dharma again and again. Some students say that I have read a lot of Dharma, a thick book. I have read different types of Dharma. So however, those Dharma in order to subdue our mind, in order to purify our negative actions, in order to develop and generate those positive mind, positive mental factors, because of that they composed the Dharma, they made the commentary of the Dharma in order to subdue our mind, in order to tame our mind. It says that the once the Dalai Lama said that once there was a wonderful garden. In the garden, there are many beautiful flowers. Some flowers red, some flowers white, some flowers green. No green flower, right? Green leaf. Says, don't active your tongue, right? Don't active like tongue, like those flashing in the sky. When we run very quickly, we may fall down. So however, there are many, many beautiful flowers, different color, white, red, and pink, and so on. And those flowers smells very sweet. And when flowers separate the smells or odor, and the bees cannot stay on the branch or some other place, the bees or the fly, in America they say fly or bees, I don't know, fly, right? Fly or bee? Bees. Bees or fly, and then they cannot stay. They have the small wing, and then they fly above the flower, watching those beautiful flowers, those smelly, very sweet smell flowers. And then the bee goes down on the flower. It stays on the flower. It extracts or drinks some nectar from the flowers. And when there was a white flower, and the maybe the black bee, or the bees like the very wonderful bee, the color, the yellow color, and then there's the black line on the bees, right? You have seen many bees, right? So those bees cannot stop, and then they extract and then drink the nectar of the flowers, absolutely, and then that beast, the name called the beast, like the tiger color, white and black. The beast, I might call that the tiger color bee. The tiger color bees jumped on the white flower and extracted the essence from that. And then after that, the tiger flower, the tiger bee, thought that, oh, it's enough, it's not good. And then he jumps from the white flower to the pink flower. He might thought that the pink flower is more nicer, the pink flower is more good nectar. And then he jumped on the pink flower. And then he jumped all the flower because his mind. So his mind created the different knowledge on the flower, and then he abandoned the white flower, and then he jumped on the pink flower. So like that example, the great Dalai Lama said that from our impure mind, from our wrong conception, we met a different friend at the beginning. Maybe the one actor, I don't mention. Maybe one actor loves to the Monica. Monica looks very nice. And then after, when his mind becomes impure upon the Monica, then he jumps to the other actor like maybe Shakira or the other actors. because of his impure mind, abandoned that, and then his impure mind met a different friend. And then, therefore, the great said, Semada Rangi Nangsuji, when our mind is impure, so whatever appears, it appears from our mind. We don't understand what knowledge is there, what quality is there. We have ignored it up and there, and then jumped to the other actress. Right, then maybe jumped on the Madonna, not Shakira, right? Madonna. Maybe Madonna is not on there. Maybe Miss Tibet, maybe Miss Korea or the other jumped up on that because of the impure mind, right? Our impure mind, we correct the other sometimes. Sometimes we correct the other. So I don't correct you, okay? You have to check yourself freely. You are very free. You are freely checked. Even the Buddha said that I cannot judge to you. It's your free. You have to analyze. Buddha said that you are your own, you are your judge. I don't judge you. I don't complain you. I never complain you. I just tell those wonderful Dharma. And then this master says in very short moment, it changes. It jumps from one flower to the other flower. At the momentary, we in our life also, we change many in our life. However, unfortunately, we have to change from the negative side to the positive side. And then from the positive side, there is no limit. Because our enlightenment is perhaps very far. So I really don't complain you. Don't think that he is complaining to us. Don't think that you. I tell you those wonderful Dharma. And then it says that in the momentary, friends change to the enemy, unfortunately. And then fortunately, the enemy changed to the friends, right? And the great master said that, therefore, in this samsara existence, in this cycle of samsara, there is a very difficult to find a very, very permanent friend, very, very permanent flower, very, very permanent things. It's very difficult to find through this advice of the Dalai Lama. They advise us be liberated from the samsara and then be generate the mind of bodhicitta. So very happy to tell you those wonderful biography of the Gurushik Atisha, and then also short, very brief biography of the Buddha Shakyamuni. Thank you very much to listen to the Dharma, and I pray Dharma shines your mind, bright your mind, and you may become a very good person, better person, best persons. With this, you have to announce someone. Yes, please. Yes, please.
Thank you, Geshe-la. This morning we'll offer prayers for William Bucky Causey and also Michael Gleason, both of whom are very ill. Thank you.
We do the some money or money payment for this illness person and then other illness person also. Bijunje mago kunda kora dozanje jo la jen duje jen jen do nas chere zelo je zelo mane beme o 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 Money Beme on Jawadi, New Doda, Jerez, and one degree. Jawaji Yamalu Badi is a long So, Donna Magan Sim Gentam Jetimi, Jibali, Jesu, New Dumbazo, Sanja Be Juru Juruji. So, the so first we do this? Yeah, okay. So you do in English, okay. I do myself in Tibetan, okay. Starting in English, please. Okay, so the dedication, may he silence the dark, oh, Vietnamese? Sorry. Yeah, please do it. Thank you. Ngài nâng cao lòng vòng pháp bảo cho muốn tương lai. Thank you. So dedicate to remain very long life of His Holiness Dalai Lama and all the spiritual masters, and may the Dharma remain very long. May those all sentient beings never suffering from the starvations, never suffer from the different types of illness and the disease. And in short, may all the sentient beings free from those two types of obscurations, and may they reach full enlightenment in very quickly. And next week I will give you one. May I give you one oral transmission? Okay, if you have time. Thank you very much. Thanks.